The Canadian Taxpayers Federation has released its annual New Year's Tax Changes report to highlight the major tax changes in 2023. Tax hikes will give Canadians a hangover in the new year, said Franco Terrazano, federal director of the CTF. Canadians can't afford gas or groceries, and the government is making things worse by hiking taxes. The report outlines the major federal and provincial tax changes slated for 2023. The CTF says federal tax hikes include Canada Pension Plan tax. Workers making $66,600 or more will pay an extra $255 through the CPP tax in 2023. Their employers will also pay an extra $255. Employment insurance tax. Workers making $61,500 or more will pay an extra $50 through the A tax in 2023. Their employers will pay an extra $70. In total, payroll taxes will cost a middle-class worker $4,756 in 2023. Their employer will also be forced to pay $5,157. The federal government is raising the basic personal amount for income taxes. However, because of the payroll tax hikes, anyone making $40,000 or more in 2023 will pay higher federal income-based taxes than in 2022. Carbon tax. The federal carbon tax is increasing to 14 cents per liter of gas beginning April 1, 2023. The carbon tax will cost the average household between $402 and $847 in 2023, even after the rebates, according to the Parliamentary Budget Officer. Second carbon tax. The federal government is imposing a second carbon tax through fuel regulations on July 1, 2023. The second carbon tax will increase the price of gas by up to 13 cents per liter by 2030. There are no rebates for the second carbon tax. Alcohol escalator tax. Alcohol taxes will increase by 6.3% on April 1, 2023. Taxes already account for about half of the price of beer, 65% of the price of wine, and more than three-quarters of the price of spirits. Other countries are cutting taxes, but Ottawa is sticking Canadians with higher bills, said Terrazano. You can read the CTF's New Year's tax changes report here.